Hi, it's Curtis, Melissa and Connor, and welcome to the What's Happening podcast.
Why not catch up with what's happening over a barista bar from Spar, Eurospar, Vivo and Vivo Extra.
Barista bar, coffee as it should be.
So welcome along to season 3, episode 14 of the What's Happening podcast. Guys, how you doing?
All good. How is everyone?
Good, yeah.
Good.
Glad to hear it. We're getting some lovely weather this week. It makes a nice change.
I'm sorry, about time. Sorry, as soon as indoor restaurants open, let's have gorgeous weather for outside.
Yeah. We said that on last week's podcast, didn't we?
We called it.
The minute you're allowed to sit inside, everybody's going to be like, I think I'll take it out in the garden if that's all right.
Yeah.
That is the most Northern Ireland thing to ever happen. Here, speaking of Northern Ireland, on this week's episode, we are talking about our top three things to do in Northern Ireland, because restrictions are easing and we can go on holiday to very certain places. Granted, one of those places is the South Sandwich Islands, which is uninhabitable and you can't actually travel to there without specialist training and equipment, but you can go on holiday there.
I'm actually undergoing my own specialist training as we speak.
To go to the South Sandwich Islands?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Do you wanna go?
I can't wait to see the Instagram for that.
Do you want
to
go with her?
No. It's an uninhabitable place. It's in the Antarctic Sea or something like that. We were talking about this in the breakfast show. Why is that on the green list?
Mate,
that should always be on a red list, even if there's not a pandemic.
It's the UK. UK government.
Well, yeah.
Northern Ireland government.
Anyway, yes, we can go on holiday to certain places, but we're being told that it might be better just to stay in Northern Ireland and have a staycation. So if that's what you plan to do, we're going to give you some ideas with our top three things each.
I've said it before and I've said it again. Fermanagh, the San Francisco of Northern Ireland.
Absolutely.
Finlock Bubble Dome.
Yeah.
Been there. Amazing.
Yeah. So like my dad has a boat down in Enniskillen on the lock, right? And I go down every now and again. And I was chatting to one of the guys that lives down there. He literally lives in his boat, right? So he doesn't pay like massive rent or anything like that. He pays like the marina fees for each year, which is only maybe like $600 or $700, right? And I got chatting to him one day. He's just this old fella. And he was just like, Americans pay millions to come here and see it. Like, that's the economy. It's millions and millions of pounds. Americans just have to see Lough Erne and to play golf and everything down at, you know, Lough Erne and everything like that. And he's like, I live here.
Yeah.
And they pay like thousands of pounds just to come and see this. So, the San Francisco, I like it. We're going to get you caught up with what our top three things to do in Northern Ireland are. As usual, we're going to catch up with our highlights of the week. But we're going to start with one of my personal highlights, which is this week's Listener of the Week.
Listener of the Week. We need to bring that back, Melissa.
My brother.
Now that we're in the studio,
my brother personally told me that I sang too much on the podcast and he thought it would be better if I stopped. So I've taken that advice on board and I try my best to stop singing. But sometimes it just comes out of me, like it is a part of who I am, but I'm reining it in.
It's the musical theatre coming out, the drama.
Yes, that's what it is.
I personally don't think we have enough Melissa singing, so let's bring back this.
I forgot about that.
I wondered what was about to happen there. I don't remember.
Not
that.
Enough of that on
what
the podcast.
What was I talking about?
I have no idea.
We were talking about normal people and it was the ice lollies. Do you remember?
Oh, NFL.
Yes, that's left it on the floor. Goodness.
I'm finished my ice lolly. I'm just going to set it on the floor here.
I'm never going to get over that, actually.
Imagine the sticky patch. Like.
Yeah, that was in season one, wasn't it?
There only was one season, wasn't there?
No, of the podcast.
No, of the podcast.
Oh, of the podcast. Sorry. Yeah, it was, yeah.
So this week's Listener of the Week is Victoria Heppe. Big ups, Victoria. Vicky, did you say? Vicky?
Did I say Vicky?
Yeah.
Did I?
I don't know. Vicky? Victoria?
Listen, we're all friends here.
Vicky,
we're all
Victoria. Big ups, Vicky, Victoria, because she sent us a review on Apple Podcasts.
Yeah.
And 5 stars. Thank you so much.
Although she gave me a little bit of it.
Yeah, let's get into that. I love this.
She's not wrong.
She said,
love this show and these guys. Started listening in November while I was stuck in hospital for a few weeks on my own, in brackets, no visitors, with COVID. And binged my way through to get caught up, and so glad I did, hearing you guys talk about lockdown 1 and 2 while waiting for news that we were about to go into a third actually gave me so much hope and positivity that we'd make it through the third and hopefully have a few laughs along the way. Big fan over here. I do really miss the weekly movie reviews. In brackets, please, in capitals, do Kissing Booth 3 for the band. That's not happening. Sorry, Vicky Victoria. But I really don't miss Melissa's YouTube quizzes. LMFAO. Oh,
burn! Burn!
Well, Melissa's on quiz this week, so...
She's currently scrambling to try and find a new quiz to do.
I'm bringing a YouTube quiz back just for Vicky.
And also, I think it is the same Vicky Victoria. She sent us a message on the What's Happening podcast Instagram and said, "Hey guys, love the podcast. Left a review. Thank you so much." So it is the same person. "Please can Melissa give the name of the person she follows on Insta that inspired her to start skipping? I would like motivation and burning shin splints too."
You do not want the burning shin splints.
I've never heard anybody say, "I'd love some shin splints."
Let me just repeat that.
Do you know
that.
What I need in my life? Shin splints.
Yeah, I was late today because I was doing my skipping because I wanted to get it in before I came here. Her name is Hilary Dawes. Hilary Dawes.
I thought you were saying Hilary Duff there.
No, imagine. She was my child hero and still hero. Hilary Dawes, you'll love her. She's the nicest girl ever. And she's just fab.
Spell that Hilary
Dawes. D-O-E-S.
Oh, D-O-E-S.
Like Hilary Dawes.
Hilary does things.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Thank you to our listener of
the week,
Vicky Victoria. You can be our listener of the week next week, and Melissa's going to tell you how you can do that a little bit later on. But first, we are going to catch up with our personal highlights of the last 7 days. Melissa, if you don't mind, I'd like to start with Connor this week, because Connor's had a big week.
You say that as if I insist on starting every week.
I know, but I'm just...
What?
I'm just making the call that I would like Connor to go first, okay?
No worries.
Are you happy enough for that?
Yes, of
now,
course.
Connor, before you do start with what's happened for your big week, I would like to revisit something that we did in Series 1.
Okay.
Okay. So this week we have...
The Travel Show with
Connor Coates.
Join Connor as he travels the world to get content for the podcast. Because
Melissa...
and Curtis do absolutely nothing except sit in the house and watch Netflix all day.
It's The Travel Show with Connor!
So yeah, I've been away.
Sorry, can I interrupt before you start?
Of course.
Can you turn the mics up? I can't hear anything. Sorry. Anyway, I just thought that would be a good place to interrupt before you start.
Well, it was, and it's The Travel Show with Connor.
Hey. So yeah, I have been away. I was in London for the last few days. We're recording this on Thursday.
Yes.
I left on Monday morning, 3 a.m. start, which was fun. Liv is not a morning person.
Can I ask a serious question just to interrupt you?
Mm-hmm.
How do you function for the rest of the day?
It was quite hard. So 6 a.m. flight, and then I flew into Stansted, and then had to checked into the hotel at like 9, and then I had a work call at 10, and then I had a breakfast at 11. So I was like back to back all day Monday. Mm-hmm. And I was going through like little waves of like not tired and then just crashing and then coming back. So by half four, I had 5 coffees. Yeah. And then decided to go out for some pints with a few friends from the label. And
that's the most dehydrating thing I've ever heard. 5 coffees and then a few pints.
Yeah,
like,
and
drink some water, mate.
I had lunch. I had a little bit of lunch. We went to Shoreditch House for lunch, which was lovely. So went there and yeah, went out for dinner, had pints, and then went out, came back to the hotel, and I was like, "I haven't had anything to eat all day. Can we go to TGI's?" And I was like, "Simple bird, she's classy." So went to TGI's and you had to book a table, and we didn't know this. Keep in mind, there was no one in the restaurant.
Are you joking?
There was no one in the restaurant. And
was it the TGI's at Leicester Square?
Yeah.
It's good, though. I like it.
Yeah, it's great. And went up and she was like, "Oh, you need to go on the app to see if you can book a table." There was no one in the restaurant.
I can literally see with my eyes.
This is the thing. There was no one in the restaurant, but there was also no tables available to book, like, for the rest of the night.
Oh, they all must have been arriving in the next 20 minutes.
Yeah, I know.
So, and then they all get an hour and a half each. That'll be it.
So we went to Hard Rock Cafe for some food, which was lovely.
Massively overpriced, but delicious.
Give me Hard Rock Cafe over TGI's. That is controversial, but...
Yeah, it was
good.
No,
of course, but Hard Rock Cafe is, like, £40 for a burger.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Mental.
The thing is, when you're... I know you weren't on holiday, but when you go on holiday and there's a Hard Rock Cafe, you know exactly what you're getting.
Yeah.
It was really good. So I was back in the hotel for like 8:30 and being awake for like... I wasn't very good at math in school, so I don't know, like 18 hours. I was very tired, so went to sleep straight away. And then on Tuesday, went to an Indian restaurant for lunch. Now, I had a lunch on a Monday and a Tuesday, like I'd said. The lunch on the Monday was booked like weeks in advance, and then the Tuesday was booked like last week. And I didn't know until I got the invitation sent through that they were both in the same restaurant.
What?
Which was an Indian restaurant. And I was like, I'm not putting myself through back-to-back Indians, like two Indians after each other. Not happening.
An Indian for lunch is brave enough as it is. Yeah.
So it was like Shum or something, I think the restaurant was called. It was lovely. And then what did I do on Tuesday? I had lunch and then I had a meeting and then Liv wanted to go do some shopping. So went shopping, went to Harrods.
Lovely.
My mum wanted a key ring. So went the whole way across London to literally get a key ring. And then yesterday, so Wednesday, I went for a really nice lunch and Liv was very jealous because I went to a restaurant called Sassoni's.
Sassoni's?
Yeah.
I don't know it.
It's like a really nice like Italian restaurant.
Oh, yum.
It's lovely. So yeah, that was my London trip in a nutshell. Yeah. So coming back last night, I hate this. So see when you're like boarding the plane, they're like, oh yeah, your gate's open, ready for boarding. And then you board, you go through like, you scan your thing and then you get to the door before you go outside to walk onto the plane.
And they make you queue.
They make you sit there for like 15 minutes.
Yeah.
If you're ready to board, let me get on the plane.
Yeah,
don't let
I
me
agree.
Stand for like 50 minutes.
But you know what, Connor?
Mm.
Shh. Okay.
No, do you know what?
We haven't been away in a long time, so let's not complain about flights, okay?
Very good point. Very good point.
This last sort of couple of. This last year has been a good chance for airports to get their act together.
Mm-hmm.
So, could anybody from seats 1 to 30 please stand up? And then everybody just queues anyway.
Yeah.
Like everybody from seats 1 to 90 just like stands up. So, let's. I mean, it's a good chance to reset and rethink how we do things, and that's not how things should be done.
And you know, obviously, airlines have been very sneaky in the last year. Obviously, we haven't been able to fly, but they've changed like their baggage policies.
Right.
So
really?
Yeah. So you used to be able to take on like a bag, like a little backpack or a handbag or a purse
yeah,
or something.
Carry-on.
Yeah. And then you could bring on like a little duffel bag or something.
Yeah.
You can't bring on a duffel bag anymore.
Really?
You have, yeah.
What?
You have to pay for it. So it's an extra £33
is this
each
Ryanair
way.
Or
no,
Air
this
Lincoln?
is EasyJet.
Whoa.
So
what?
£33 each way, or else you can upgrade to EasyJet Plus.
For your carry-on?
Yeah.
Sneaky boy.
And I seen this coming, so from Belfast going to London on Monday morning. So someone had obviously upgraded to EasyJet Plus to be able to take on a carry-on, another carry-on, a duffel bag. If the duffel bag doesn't fit into the little... See the way they have like the stands and you have to put the bag in? If it doesn't fit into that, even though you've upgraded to bring it on, you have to pay another £24 there. And the girl's walking up and down like the
actually,
with the card
do you know
machine.
What? I remember that because I'm the type of person who gets my tape measure out and measures my suitcase because I'm terrified of that happening to me.
Yeah. So,
because do you know they sell those carry-on suitcases and half the time they're too big
they
for the
fit.
Little things?
Yeah.
But I think they're making those things smaller.
Yeah.
And I'm not even going to mention the airline who's the worst for it.
Ooh.
But theirs is smaller than everybody
it
else's.
Is, yeah. Do you ever see the people, though, and they are literally trying to stuff their bags into that wee contraption for like
it's
dear
so
life?
So funny to watch.
It
not,
is.
Like, not funny to watch because I'm the type of person who, if somebody's luggage doesn't fit in there, I'll start crying because it honestly, I feel so bad. But there was once a little granny and she had the same luggage as me. I have trip luggage, T-R-I-P-P,
uh-huh.
and it's like across the whatever, the system, it fits everywhere, right?
Yeah.
And she thought hers didn't fit in.
Mm-hmm.
And she was going up to pay for it, a little old lady. And I said, come back. That fits in there because mine fits in there. And I know it does. I've been asked to try it loads of times and I always get quite smug about it because I'm like, don't you be thinking about charging me.
Yeah.
This fits. So I brought hers back and I shoved it in. She was like, right, okay. And the lady standing there gave me death stares. And I thought, no, how dare you? You must be on commission.
Yeah, must have like a quota to make.
Same kind of thing as, I feel like the people who do that are the same as traffic wardens.
Yeah.
They're all
They've
on commission to take that kind of money off people. But I get really upset. I'm like, you don't know how much this holiday has cost that person.
Yeah.
You don't know what they've been through to get here today. Some people, you know, are terrified of flying. So you're going to make their experience even worse.
Yeah.
So I was so glad that time that happened.
Yeah. Just on that subject, here is a warning for all our listeners to the podcast. Mm-hmm. Apparently from the 1st of June, traffic wardens are back in full force.
When did they go away? I see them every single day.
I think they've been on reduced hours.
Yeah.
And they've been like giving people the benefit of a doubt, but from the 1st of June, it's going to be full-blown traffic wardens out on the streets fining you for everything.
Do you know when I see them? There's about three of them on every street in Belfast on a Saturday morning. Saturday morning. I think people park their cars overnight on a Friday night. And honestly, they come out on a Saturday morning.
Yeah.
So be careful, guys.
Because I used to have to do that. I'd go out for a few drinks on a Friday night sometimes. And then I lived in Bangor, so I would get a taxi home at whatever time. But then I'd have to get like the 7:30 train up to Belfast to pick up my car.
No, this is what I do.
Yeah.
I take a picture of the 4-digit number.
Yeah. Just go
on the app. Set my alarm at 8 a.m. when the time starts. And I set it for an hour. And then I give myself an hour to get into town.
That's not bad.
It's a great shout, actually. Yeah,
that is.
That's what I do.
So, that was my London trip. And then going back to last week, I started back to the gym.
Yes. Good lad.
No, mate.
Not a good lad.
No, mate. So, I was in bits. So, started back on Wednesday, and I haven't been since.
Oh, no.
To be fair, I was away at the start of the week, so I'm going to go back tomorrow. But because I hadn't been at the gym, I suppose, like everyone, in, like, 6 months... Yeah, man. I tried to like ease myself in, and I did. Like, I wasn't going heavy weights or anything like that. I was doing like loads of reps with wee baby weights. Thursday was okay. Friday, I was like a wash machine, like trying to move my arm.
It is the second day.
Saturday was even worse. I was so bad. So
see, that's the mistake I made the first time around when the gyms closed, and then they opened again just before Christmas. And I decided I could pick up where I left off in terms of weightlifting, and for no joke, like 2 weeks, I was in so much pain.
Yeah.
So this time round, whenever the gym's opened, I like yourself, just took it easy, nice baby weights and stuff like that. So
I started back at the gym. It's nice to kind of get back into your routine. I'm sure you know that as well from getting back into it. But I just hate the kind of pain and sore arms.
Do you not like that?
Do you know what? It's kind of like satisfying, like because you know that you've done well, but it's also very sore.
I don't know about you, Melissa, but like whenever I've been to the gym and I come home and I'm not sore the couple of days after, I'm like, oh, I obviously didn't work hard enough. Yeah,
but there's been times where I've wanted to see the CCTV footage of walking out of Kill FM because my legs just give away from underneath me and I nearly fall over. Like, it's so embarrassing.
Did you ever see Stuart Bamford in here? So Stuart Bamford's one of the presenters on Downtown Country.
Yes, he works out with his brother.
Yeah, so his brother's a full-blown rugby player, whereas Stuart's a country music radio presenter.
Yeah, and he tries to keep up with him.
Yeah, so like, I think he usually does it on a Sunday, and then from Monday to Wednesday, Stuart's walking around here like he's had an accident in his trousers.
It's awful.
Yeah, it's so funny to watch. So because he's just constantly like he's walking around like he's 65 years old.
Yeah,
and he's not. Like he's just not. But there we go.
That was pretty much it. That's my week. I know that we have been able to do it over here since Monday. Like everything's been back open and stuff.
Yeah.
But it was so nice to like get out and
restaurant and stuff like that.
Yeah. Like me and Liv went for dinner on Tuesday night to like this wee Italian place. I've eaten a lot of like carbs and like Italian food over the last couple of days, mate. Like so much. But yeah, it was nice to kind of get out. It was like a bit of like a date night. We haven't done that in like 9 months.
Yeah.
Yous have been able to do that as well the last couple of days. What's been going on?
That was the Travel Show with Connor Coates. Melissa, what has been happening with you?
Do you know what? I had a really nice week. Obviously, Scott was away and he came home. So it was good to get him back. But while he was away, I still had the time of my life. On Saturday, I was meant to meet my friend in town for a coffee, but instead we met for a cocktail, which was fabulous. We ended up, like, we were walking past Revolution de Cuba and the queue wasn't very long. We were like, we'll only be standing there 5 minutes. Shall we get a cocktail?
Yeah.
And then we ended up getting, like, lots of little nibbles. Their sweet potato fries are the best things I've ever tasted.
Really?
Highly rate them. They are definitely not on the list.
Cocktails and sweet potato fries are not something I would put together.
No, look, like, we got the nachos with the guac. We got those patatas bravas. Oh my gosh, these wee things, they look like croquettes.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how you say those things?
Yeah,
croquettes, yeah.
They were they tasted more like a jam bun. They were ham and cheese and like bacon and cheese on the inside.
Nice.
Unbelievable. So we just ordered lots of little nibbles and had a couple of cocktails, and it was so nice, and kept it to like during the day because of course we do the breakfast show Saturday and Sunday. So, you know, I had to be able to get up early the next day. But Scott came home and he got me an Apple Watch.
Oh, class.
So now I'm absolutely obsessed getting my steps in and closing my rings every day. It is so exciting.
Are you finding it?
Well, I've only closed my rings once, but I've only had two opportunities to close my rings. So I failed once and achieved once. And to achieve the ring closing, I was walking around that studio at 11 o'clock at night like a crazy woman. David Gordon on Downtown came in and was like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? I was like, I have to get my steps up. I have to burn. I think I had 20 calories left to burn to close the final ring. And I did it. And I was so pleased. I took a picture of it, sent it to everybody I know. Here you go. There's a picture.
I really want to get one, but I like wearing
a watch.
I agree. And I'm such a watch person, and that's why I always didn't want one.
Yeah.
But I kept saying, I want to count my steps. I want a Fitbit. Like, I have no need for an Apple Watch. And he got me the Series 3. Like, it's not the most high-tech one you can get.
But it does what you needed to do.
I literally don't know how to use it other than these wee ring things. But my notifications jump up all the time. Like, when you text, I see the messages on my watch, and my Instagram notifications jump up, and I can talk into it to reply.
She still doesn't reply.
Cool. No, well,
it's on her wrist and she still doesn't reply.
Made it easier for her and she still doesn't do it.
I've been watching YouTube tutorials for, you know, how to work your Apple Watch.
I thought you were going to say watching YouTube tutorials on your Apple Watch.
No, for how to work it. I think if I hold down on this, I can change the clock face. I was watching those yesterday.
Do you know what would be a class feature with the Apple Watch? And surely they're going to do this in the future, like a projector.
Watching too many James Bond movies.
Onto a wall.
Spy Kids back in the day.
If it was a James Bond, it would be like a gun in your Apple.
Remember Spy Kids? Remember like we used to watch that like 15 years ago? And
Do you know why it's in my brain? Because I've got a picture of it in my group chat here.
Uh-huh.
Because my boyfriend's work uniform, he works in a gym.
Yeah.
I swear.
It's the same.
It looks like Spy
That's
Kids.
That's right, you pointed that out to me.
So it does.
Doesn't it? Doesn't it?
But
kill me for that.
Spy Kids, like, used to watch it, and there was a thing, I used to love this, so they put like little kind of packages in the microwave, and then like a large Big Mac meal kind of came within like 30 seconds. And I remember watching that when I was a kid, and I was like, oh my God, I can't wait for this to happen. Why hasn't that happened yet?
I know.
Why?
Well, it's like hoverboards. Look at
We were
Back
supposed to be
future.
Able to drive cars that
I
flew.
Know,
you
know, yeah.
Look at Back to the Future, right?
Yeah.
It was out in the 80s.
Uh-huh.
And hoverboards still aren't a thing. Now, yes, you can say those wee stupid, but there's wheels on them. That's not a hoverboard.
No.
That is like a backwards skateboard or something. I don't know. But
I want a flying car. I want a jetpack. And I want a hoverboard. Make it happen. Come on.
I don't know if a hoverboard actually appeals to me or not. Do you know?
I can't even skateboard, so it doesn't appeal to me.
No.
I would say skateboarding's more tricky than hoverboarding, actually.
Probably,
because hoverboarding, you don't have gravity to deal with.
I think they've made them. They're just not releasing them yet.
Yeah, give us the hoverboards, Bill Gates.
Conspiracy theory. Come on. Yes, mate. You got your vaccine, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Yeah. Is that your?
Sorry, Melissa.
No.
Oh, sorry.
I've got loads
more
to say.
Sorry. Okay.
We'll come back to my vaccine.
Oh my goodness. Gosh.
Someone's jealous
Connor,
they don't have their vaccine
today. Excuse me.
It's open to you.
My vaccine's booked.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. So I'll have it. It's next Wednesday. It's Wednesday. It's a week from yesterday.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. It's Wednesday, okay? It's Wednesday. So this week I almost lost my pinky finger. Like, I literally...
What happened?
So I thought... I don't know. Like, sometimes I get dramatic in my head, but I couldn't even joke about it because I genuinely thought if I joke about this, I will lose this finger. Kirsty from Downtown, David from Downtown, and Stuart Bamford all told me to go to A&E because of the state of my finger. So... I have long nails and I have very quick reactions, and I dropped my car keys. And when I dropped my car keys, I obviously like reacted to grab them.
Yeah.
And I caught my nail on my leather jacket on the way down, and it literally, like, have you ever seen torture movies where they pull people's nails off?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I pulled my nail back so far. I've never felt pain like it ever. It had its own heartbeat for 2 days. It was It was awful. And I need to find you this picture because my binky was so swollen. I was like, I'm not going to waste A&E's time. Like, I'm just not. This is so embarrassing. This is my fault. This is a nail.
Mm-hmm.
But
just because it's your fault doesn't mean you shouldn't go to A&E's. They're not going to turn you away at the door and be like, sorry, you did that yourself. Like,
let me show you how swollen it was if I can find a picture. But I text my brother. Obviously, he's a doctor. And I was like, what do I do here? Because this is awful. Look how swollen my little pinky was.
Oh dear. God.
Jeez.
It's like a thumb.
Wow. I know. I was like, there's a normal one and there's my pinky. It was there was pus coming out of it on either side and underneath the nail, like in there.
You can take that off the screen at any point. So you can.
So I was like, Mark, what do I do? He said, sterilize the area, you know, clean it up and then get an antiseptic cream and put it around all the pus bits, you know, and then wrap it up. And that's what I did. And honestly, the swelling started to go down within the next 2 hours. And I'm able to touch it now and squeeze it, which is great because I... Oh my gosh. See, driving, I've been doing everything with my pinky up all week. And
very posh.
I know. And when you're driving, you can accidentally, with your pinky up, you can accidentally hit the gear stick or hit the chair.
Yeah.
Like, I told Scott to feel my finger. I was like, you can feel the heartbeat in my finger. Mm. It was crazy. And I honestly thought, oh, okay, this is where the infection goes down my finger and I lose my finger, so I can't joke about this. But we're on recovery now, thank goodness. What else did I do this week? I tried those Jaffa Donut things.
Oh, yeah.
Seen that, yeah.
Literally.
You weren't impressed,
don't even bother. Don't even bother. They're about a 5 out of 10. They're average. They don't taste like Jaffa Cakes. Jaffa mm-hmm. Cakes themselves are delicious. And they're just not. They're just not. And that's okay. They tried. They failed. Move on with your day. But don't waste your money if you see them in the shop.
And you said Jaffa Cake was a biscuit, not a cake. Totally agree with you.
Yeah, Jaffa Cake's a biscuit.
Yeah.
Please don't tell me you think it's a cake.
No, I say I totally agree with you. People think Jaffa Cake is a cake, though. Like
I get
bun?
What they mean because it's got a cake base, but it's not a cake. It's a biscuit. It goes in the biscuit cupboard.
We'll knock it
Although
into
I don't have a cake cupboard. So.
We'll knock it into this because we're going to agree to disagree on this.
Do you think it's a cake or
a
bun?
A biscuit has crunch. Do you know, like a biscuit, should be able to snap a biscuit in half and you can't necessarily, you can bend a Jaffa cake in half.
A crisp has crunch too. Do you think it's a biscuit?
Find this week's promo.
Yeah, fair play. That's that sorted.
Just saying.
It's obviously a crisp.
Oh, well.
No. Yeah.
I mean,
right, okay.
Could have said the same thing.
See,
about
this is why I said
cake.
Let's agree to disagree in this because I didn't want to get into it and now we're going to get into it.
No, do you know what? Just let it go.
I will let it. It's you that's not letting it go.
What else have you been getting up to this week, Melissa?
So, to be honest, I think that's almost it. But I do have to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
That the travel episode will be returning in 2 weeks.
Ooh, where are you going?
Oh no, I've edited the thing and it's I'm going to have to re-edit over the top
to
of that now.
Undo changes. I'm not going anywhere foreign, but I am going to a lovely seaside town.
Oh, you've told me about this, that's right. Yeah you have, yeah. Are you
You'll have
to
listen
podcast?
To find
oh,
okay. out.
Oh, so you have talked about this on your breakfast show and I've been left out
no,
again.
No, it wasn't
the
actually
third
on
wheel
there,
of this
just...
podcast.
You sorry, Connor.
she'll tell you after.
Thank you. What she'll have you been getting up to, Matt?
So I actually forgot, like you pointed out, I did get my vaccine this week and it was I don't want to say it was a terrible experience because it wasn't. I don't want to push that agenda. It wasn't a terrible experience. It was a terrible experience because of me.
Right.
I made my own experience terrible.
What?
Because I got shouted at by, I think, 5 different nurses.
Oh, yeah.
For not
you said
having
this.
My EpiPen.
Curtis,
right?
I'm actually going to slap you.
No, listen, right, I'll explain what happened, okay?
That's so dangerous.
I know it is.
He lives right. life on the edge.
I have been shouted at by 5 nurses. The last thing I need is to be shouted at by you.
I mean. All right.
Okay.
Okay.
So I looked at my EpiPen before I left thinking I'm going to need this. Yeah. So I didn't technically forget it. I looked at it and it said it was out of date. And I was like, okay, so I'll not bring it. There's no point in bringing one that's out of date. They're not going to use it anyway.
Uh-huh.
So I get there and every stage, you know the way you go through stages? Yours might have been different because you did the drive-through.
Yeah,
did you go to the SSE Arena?
Yeah, I went to the SSE.
Connor, I'm still telling strangers about your drive-through.
Yeah,
like,
I still don't know anyone.
I'm not sure what you went to, but...
If you have got your vaccine from a drive-through at a church, please kind of let me know to comfort me because I don't know what I've got.
I think he's like sleepwalking or like sleep driving through
McDonald's.
Magnets
are starting to stick
like
to my arm and everything when I walk past the fridge.
I don't know anybody that's got that. Like, but anyway, yes, went to the SSE, right? And there's like different steps you go to. So like there's like five different people to check in. And they go, hi, what's your name? You tell them your name. They don't put anything into the computer. They don't tick your name off a list. And then they go, what age are you? And you're like, I'm 30. And then they don't do anything with that information. They just go, move on to the next thing. And then you tell somebody after that the same information and they do it again.
Right.
Until eventually you get to this checkpoint. So you get to this checkpoint where they check in and they're like, is there anything we need to know? And I'm like, so I've got a nut allergy and I don't have my EpiPen. Straight away, the nurse is like, you don't carry it with you. And it's like, no, it's out of date. So she then called another nurse over and told her that. That nurse then shouted at me. Then they brought me down to the bit where they do like the, is it called triage or something like that? Before you go to the actual vaccination point. So a nurse there did the whole, is there anything we need to know? It's like, yeah, allergic to nuts, don't have my EpiPen. She called another nurse over. They both shouted at me. And then I eventually went down to the girl who was a nurse who was going to do the injection. Anything we need to know? Yes, I have an allergy. Don't have my EpiPen. I've already been shouted at for
all these nurses crowd around going, look at this idiot.
Same thing again. You need to carry that with you. And then they made me wait half an hour afterwards as well. So you have to wait 15 minutes, but they're like, we need you to wait half an hour. And I don't think they needed to. I think it was just punishment.
I would have been hold on. These are nurses. Do you not have EpiPens? Surely they would have had EpiPens.
I would imagine so. Like, there would have been something on hand, I would imagine. But anyway, the thing is, I was grand and the vaccination was brilliant. I was so surprised at how little you feel. The needle's like not big, but it's not small.
It wasn't like BCG
It was like, that's what I was expecting. And then she kind of she did the wearing, she kind of set it against the skin, and I was kind of like, right, this is, you know, get ready for it. And it's like, that's you done. I was like, that was nothing.
Remember BCGs?
That was tough.
We called it the booster. Was that what it was called?
Well, you got six needles first, wasn't it?
The six needles was the wee stamper.
Yeah, on your forearm.
Yeah, and it showed you like whether there was anything you were allergic to in it or something.
I remember the day we all got our BCGs. There was like, in the school hall, you had to like go sit in mats and stuff after. And I was in the queue and all I heard was, girl just collapsed on the mat. Yeah.
Just to wrap up that vaccination story, I then got home and told Ash Hill about it, and she looked at my EpiPen just to make sure it was out of date, and it turns out that was actually the date that I got it that I was looking at. So it's 100% in date.
So how did you feel after it?
I felt grand.
Really?
Yeah, like I didn't feel sick or under the weather. My arm was sore like from about an hour afterwards. I started to feel it in my arm, and then for a day after that it was sore if I was to like lift my arm up.
Yeah,
but it went away after that, and like I mean, I felt grand.
Did you get Pfizer or
I got that one, the Pfizer one.
Think I'm getting AstraZeneca.
So on the website now, it sort of, it gives you a disclaimer to say you can have this one if you want it if you're under the age of 30, but just we're giving you the detail of what's in it. But it said like 5 in every million people or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, so I think you're going to be fine.
I think it only affects females though, isn't it?
I don't know.
I swear,
I'm not trying to scare you. I think I read something that it only affects females, if it's the thing I think you're talking
about. But it's a very, very small portion of the people who actually get it anyway.
Yeah, but please do go get your vaccine so we can all kind of
because like we're getting to the stage now where things are starting to get like exciting again.
Do you know what's so sad? Scott can't get his because he's like a Dublin resident and they are so behind,
quite far behind, aren't they? It'll happen.
They'll catch up.
Sure, 100%. He'll be fine though. He's like still quite young, fit guy.
Go on, big him up some more.
Big up Scott.
He doesn't listen anyway, so it doesn't matter.
The other thing I did this week was me and Ashley had a mini Eurovision party. Wasn't really a party, like we got some.
I know, I hate Eurovision.
How can you hate Eurovision?
Mate, I've no interest.
He told me he was going to do that, and I genuinely looked at him with disgust.
We don't watch it because it's like good music. We watch it because it's so bad that it's good, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I thought this was so sad. So I was doing the radio show on Saturday night and Liv was at her parents' and she took like a little quiz kind of sheet for Eurovision. I was like...
She did her own scores?
Yeah, so sad.
My Apple Watch just told me to stand up. Can I stand up?
Yeah, crack on. Yeah.
Go on.
So no, we didn't do that. Like basically what we do is get some like...
Melissa's doing Pilates in the corner.
Get some cocktail sausages, get some mini sausage rolls. Yeah. You know, just like a picky dinner.
Picky, yeah.
I love a picky dinner.
Yeah.
So that's all it is. And then of course the UK got Nil Pois.
Nil Pois.
Which is a shame because the song was actually quite good. Did you hear it?
Yeah, James Newman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Live, he's not a great singer, so I think that's where it let him down. But yeah, the song itself is actually... Would you sign that song?
Probably not.
No? Okay, no. Right. Well,
that's a bit savage.
That's why I ended up in Eurovision then.
Here, does Floetta represent like San Marino? Yes. Why?
Don't know. Nobody has gotten to the bottom of this yet. That is a really good question. So it was so weird. It was just like I'd heard rumors that it was happening, then I forgot about it, and yeah, then next thing it's like next up is San Marino, and it's Graham Norton. Uh-huh. He's hilarious, and he's like, and for some reason Floetta as well.
I have to say, I love Graham Norton.
Yeah, he's brilliant.
He's really, really good.
I didn't watch any of it this year, but I remember two years ago we first did it?
Uh-huh.
Or maybe longer, and I just thought, oh, he's brilliant.
There was one that was really bad. I think it was Germany that was really, really bad, and they still finished ahead of the UK. But their song was so, so bad. And then, like, one person was cheering, and Graham Norton was just like, and there's Germany's fan. so savage.
Yeah, like, he's brilliant.
So savage. It was good. I did enjoy it, but... That's pretty much the highlight of my week. My big week is coming actually this week because Friday night we have got our first like meal out booked.
Ooh, where he's going?
So we had looked at other restaurants. Like, we were looking at going to some like nice restaurants because we thought, you know, it's our first time out in ages. Mm-hmm. Let's go somewhere fancy and stuff. In the end, we just decided Pizza Express.
Yes,
because Pizza Express is so hard to beat.
They do like the best. I got it the last time we were in London for the Bar Awards.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They do like gelato as a dessert and like a chocolate sundae thing. It's amazing.
You see, they do tiramisu, which I absolutely love, and their tiramisu is so, so good.
Yeah.
So the reason we came up with this was, do you remember restaurants opened the game back before Christmas?
Yeah.
I won like a £50 voucher for Victoria Square, and we had nothing to buy, so we were just like, let's go out for a big slap-up meal, and we went to the Pizza Express in Victoria
Square.
Where
are you going for a slap-up meal for 50 quid?
No, pizza. Like adding it to it.
Oh, I was like, whoa.
Like it's 50 quid off a nice meal.
Yeah.
So we went to Pizza Express and we did the whole heat. We did starters, main desserts and drinks.
Great.
And we just decided, like, why not do that again? Because it was so good. So we've got that booked. What else? Nothing else. I'm still doing my boxing classes, which is good. But that's pretty much it. I've hopefully got exciting stuff coming up next week.
Good.
Should we do this week's quiz?
Melissa, have you got this week's quiz?
We'll
don't have it just yet because I've lost the jingle.
Get ready for this, Victoria.
Have you got the quiz?
Yes.
Let's do it. Winner stays on. So what YouTube videos have you been watching the quizzes on this week?
It's not a YouTube video.
Whoa. Right.
It's a quiz on general knowledge.
Oh my god. Okay.
So she's went on to...
I say, oh my god, that was my quiz last week.
She's went into Google and typed in these very words, general knowledge quiz.
I didn't. I typed in quick quiz, actually.
Okay.
Because I'm sick of you saying they last too long.
Oh, well, that's fair enough. I'm actually happy enough with that, yeah.
Bullies.
How many? We're not bullying you.
Yeah, I'm crying.
No, we're not. Come on, now.
Okay.
We're trying to make you better at quizzes.
Well, so you cry at everything, to be fair, anyway. Like, so I wouldn't be surprised.
I'm a very emotional lady.
How many questions do we have?
Haven't decided yet.
Let's do five.
I've got
Let's do three.
No.
Seven.
Okay. One question.
What's the correct name for a conker tree?
Curtis. Chestnut.
Almost.
It's almost chestnut. Horse chestnut?
Yes.
Oh.
Well done, mate. I did not know that.
That's one of those things I learned in primary school. Yeah. That literally just jumped back
did
into my head.
Did you have to bring Conkers into school?
Yeah.
I loved that.
Conkers was a great game.
We never played it.
A bit of string and thing, mate.
Yeah, they wouldn't let us play in case we hurt our knuckles. So what was the point in making us go out, collect them, clean them, put a drill through them to tie the bloody string through
you
them.
Can't play.
Do all the work and then not play it.
So our school was savage. Like if you lost the game of Conkers, you got a Conker on the knuckles. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, savage.
That's what went wrong with you.
Didn't get that in the countryside, did you?
Nope, we weren't allowed to play.
Posh school up there, so you can't play Conkers.
It was not posh. What is the best selling album of all time?
Connor. I'm going to go... Is that Michael Jackson one?
I actually don't know.
Jackson Bad? No.
Thriller by Michael Jackson?
I think so, but I don't know how to find out which answer's right.
Oh my god.
Victoria, I really hope you're enjoying this quiz.
How am I supposed to know which answer's right? It doesn't go green.
Right, hang on.
Do you want to just Google
it? We Google the answer. Yeah. Let's just help her out here, Connor. So. Please be Thriller.
Yeah,
is it Thriller?
Thriller. It's one of the options anyway.
Yeah.
Yes! Thriller.
66 million copies.
Wow. Whoa. Fair play.
Yeah.
Nice one, lad.
Thriller by Michael Jackson. Nice one.
Okay. Connor, you need to come back.
Oh, yes. Tell me about it. Because I don't want to do a quiz next week.
What is a male swan called?
Curtis. Is it a drake?
No, I think that's a male goose.
Yeah. Aww. A male swan.
A swan? No. A gander?
No.
A swanning?
No.
No.
Is it Robin?
No.
Robin Swan?
No. No.
I don't know. Can we have a clue?
So, it's got three letters.
A Joe?
No.
No.
A Doe? D-O-E. No, that's like a
so Sue?
So I'm going to say something and then you're going to get it, okay? So, some people eat corn on the...
Cob?
Oh.
You just forgot your name, otherwise you would have got
I'm
it.
I'm so excited.
Curtis, it's 3 points to you.
That means
know
if I get
that.
The next question, I win, don't I?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Neither did I.
To be honest.
Every day's a school day. This is, Melissa, this is an educational quiz.
And you're very welcome.
I like this.
Whenever we first decided to put this podcast on the Bauer platform, that's what they told us.
Yeah.
We need to inform listeners and educate them, which is that's why we had to put the quiz in. Like, so we're really just living up to our commitments.
Well, here's a good one. Who won the Football World Cup in 2010?
Connor.
Curtis.
Go on, Connor.
That's one of two people. Messi.
The football Messi. World I mean, Cup.
World Cup.
It's definitely not a person.
Curtis,
I'm an
Curtis,
idiot.
Curtis,
I was thinking
Curtis,
the Ballon d'Or.
Curtis.
I think I know the answer.
Spain.
Yeah.
I was going to say Germany, but Germany was 2014 then, wasn't it?
I think it was before that. Was it not Spain, France, Spain?
I don't know. I'll tell you who won the quiz, though.
Curtis.
Well done, Matt.
I'm on a roll. Do you want to continue or?
No, I can't.
Yeah, I know, because I don't want to be. Well, I'm already whitewashed, but yeah, well done, Matt.
Winner stays on. Hey, you're listening to the What's Happening podcast with Barista Bar. Great tasting coffee on the go at Spar, Eurospar, Vivo, and Vivo Extra. Barista Bar, coffee as it should be. I don't know what's going on, lads, because I am absolutely not sitting at home reading books or anything like that with the sole purpose of winning quizzes on a podcast.
We know you're
not. Stop lying.
That means Connor has to do the quiz next week, which means we're getting a decent one.
Yeah.
To be fair.
Excuse me.
Do you know what? I would say that's your top three best quizzes.
That was a good one.
Thank that was
you.
Good.
Well done. Thank well done. You.
Right, this week we are talking about our top three things to do in Northern Ireland. Restrictions are easing. We can go on holiday, but we're being advised maybe we shouldn't. Maybe we should just stay at home and spend our money here in Northern Ireland. Does a staycation include the Republic of Ireland? Like, does that?
I think so.
Yeah, is cross-border allowed at the minute?
It's just down the road, isn't it?
I mean, it is just down the road, but it's a whole... like.
That's a good question, actually.
I don't know if cross-border is allowed at the minute. If it's not, it should be very soon, so I suppose we could include it in this.
Yeah.
So have you got like a top three things that like what if you were told you've got the week off work, go and do three of your favourite things in Northern Ireland, what would be in there?
There's a few things that I would like to do that I haven't done yet, so I can't really say that they're my favourite.
But they're things that you would do.
Yeah.
Like that, so you're an English person coming from England to visit Northern Ireland. Yeah. There's those things you want to do. What are they?
And we do have English listeners.
We do. Thank you for listening. More listeners in England than we do in Northern Ireland for some
really?
Strange reason, yeah. But there we go.
So one of the things that I would really like to do would be to go and see the Staircase to Heaven, I think it's called.
Oh, is that Cookham Mountain or something like
that? I think
that?
So, yeah.
That's one thing I really want to do, but apparently it is so, so long.
Yeah, but like, I'd like to just kind of, we did it years ago, but we only did it for a couple of days. We booked like a little kind of cabin in Fermanagh, the San Francisco of Northern Ireland, and we just kind of, on the drive down, stopped off at Tesco's, got like a load of food, like some drinks and stuff. And there was like a fire, lit the fire, watch movies, just ate junk food. So I'd probably do that. Go to the stair. It's the Stairway to Heaven, Staircase to Heaven.
Cool.
What else would I like to do?
Have you stayed at the Finlock Bubble Domes just while you're in Fermanagh?
I haven't, no. You have though, haven't you?
Yeah.
Are you on commission from the Finlock Bubble Domes?
No, but he's talking about Fermanagh and it's all I know. It's all I know that's
there. All you know in Fermanagh.
Yeah.
The only thing that kind of creeps me out about it is, and I know
you can't
said,
see other people.
I know, but I'm thinking like, so I don't know about you.
You also don't have to walk about naked, Connor. Nobody's saying that you have
I'm not
to.
Saying I walk about commando, but what
but
I'm saying is,
yeah.
But guys usually sleep in like their underwear and
do
like
you not wear a duvet.
Well, yeah, but like if I'm getting in the bed and like I'm getting up in the middle of the night to go for
they
to
are
go to the
specifically
toilet.
Designed so that you cannot see into anybody else's bubble dome.
I'm but convinced if, there's some weirdo in the woods.
Yeah, what if somebody comes out of their bubble dome and like peeks through the bushes? Because like you say, some guys like to sleep commando. Yeah. At the same time, Alyssa's saying
no. So you like they have a little lane with a gate at the end,
right?
And you lock the gate. And the way they're designed,
people can jump over fences though.
The way they're designed, it's weird. It does feel really secure, but like no, I'm not on commission.
Because
they are very very expensive.
Yeah.
But it was
and they're hard to book into as well because
there's not that many of them. Yeah.
So yeah, that would be mine. I've always wanted to go to Donegal. I've never been in Donegal.
Nor have I.
Yeah, I'd like to go to Donegal. The only thing I think stopping me is like it's a 3.5 hour drive, isn't
my
it?
My brother's going this weekend.
Oh, really?
With his girlfriend. And I was like, I'm jealous. I've never been.
I'd like to go to Donegal. I've been to like, Sligo's a nice place.
Sligo's lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah, very, very nice.
DJ in Sligo.
Such a nice wee town as
isn't
well, isn't
it?
Yeah,
it's lovely.
One of my mates, whenever I was, what club was it in Sligo you DJed in? Was it
I think
Soundgarden?
Yeah.
HMV Soundgarden.
Yeah.
Before that, it was called the Velvet.
Velvet,
Rooms.
Yeah.
I DJed there, and one of my mates, whenever I was going up, was like, you could do some salmon fishing in the river. And I was like, mate, I don't fish.
Yeah.
So apparently, it's good for fishing if you're into that sort of thing. Like, it's good
like,
for that.
I think Sligo is like, again, 3.5-4 hour drive.
It's a 3 hour drive, but here, see once you cross the border, what do you call the wee town? Is it Belcoo or something like that?
Oh,
like
God.
Right on the border,
I have no
just
idea.
After Enniskillen. I can't remember what it's called, but how dodgy is that road? Like once you cross the border, it just becomes a single
and
lane
it goes
road
on for
between...
ages.
I've never been.
It is like a rally track.
It's so windy, isn't it?
It's the main road. It's like a rally, but there's this whenever you there's a part whenever you're about an hour down that wee windy road. Then there's like a big massive lake on the right hand side.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a fort. Like it's one of the things that I just drove past and felt compelled to stop in and take a picture because I was, this is amazing.
Yeah.
I forget what it's called, but it's like a big forest surrounding this big lake and there's mountains and hills. It was amazing. That's a good shout, to be fair.
I made the mistake. I was playing down there one night and made the mistake of not staying down there. And
oh, really?
Drove back home. So it was like a 3.5 hour drive down, played 2 hours, but because it's down south, the clubs stay open later.
Yeah.
So I didn't get into like, 6,
oh, that is rough.
7 in the morning.
See, I stayed in a hotel called the Glass House. They put me up in the hotel.
Yeah.
But it was whenever this thing called the FLA was on. So the FLA is like this big sort of like traditional music competition or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they put me up in the hotel. But all the performers in that competition were in the hotel. So I didn't get any sleep anyway. Because they were just playing music all night.
The Glass House, there's like a little lake beside it, isn't it?
With the
like
river runs beside
windmill.
It.
Yeah, I stayed in there. It's lovely. What about you, Melissa? Any recommendations?
Finlock Bubble Domes, just kidding.
So the money's rolling in.
£50 a mention.
Just kidding. I actually don't think I've stayed that many places. I stayed in Loch Earn.
Mm-hmm.
Was that the Finlock Bubble Domes?
In Fermanagh, isn't it?
Oh, the Loch Earn Hotel.
Yeah.
Sorry, yes.
I'd love to go down there and play a round of golf.
So they do their own little houses as well, which I would love to stay in.
The wee cabins.
It sounds a bit like what you were talking about. You just, you know, get all your snacks and everything and take them down to the wee cabins. And then it's not far from the Culcan Mountain Walk as well. So I've always wanted to do that. I've stayed in the hotel. It's absolutely gorgeous. And they have the, like, I've tried a lot of afternoon teas across Northern Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
Loch Earn do the best afternoon tea I have ever had, hands down, no question. I've had all of the rest, all the ones you're thinking of. Yes, I've tried them. Loch Earn is the best. It is. It's so good.
I've always wanted to go for afternoon tea.
Oh my word! It was Scott's first time. The last time I went, I've had afternoon tea 3 times in Loch Earn.
Uh-huh.
And that's how I know it's the best.
Explain an afternoon tea to me because I'm not 100%. Is it just like, is it...
To me, it's like cucumber sandwiches.
Scott was like...
But I don't want that.
It's
I want like...
posh people pints. Sandwiches.
Yeah, but I want like proper like
He sandwiches? Couldn't believe not how like fill he how
salmon and cucumber sandwiches.
He couldn't believe
that.
How filling it was. Like, yeah. It's so good. So you get your scones on the bottom. Mm-hmm. You always get a fruit scone and a plain scone. You get jam and cream. Then you get your sandwiches. There's always a salmon one. There's always a chicken one. Mm-hmm. There's always like four. And then you get all of your desserts. Oh my gosh, it's amazing.
Four types of sandwiches or just four sandwiches?
Four types.
Okay.
And you get four each.
But when you say sandwich, do you mean like an actual sandwich or do you mean like a triangle of each sandwich?
I mean like a tiny rectangle.
No, oh, come on.
Is it frowned upon if you don't eat all the food?
Can you take it home with you?
Absolutely not. They give you a takeaway box for the desserts.
Sweet, yeah.
Yeah, it's so good. You can have Prosecco, you can have all different kinds of tea. It's just my favourite thing to do. I absolutely love it. So yeah, I recommend there. Where else? I'm going to the Galgorm soon. Mm-hmm. I just think
very nice.
Like the Galgorm is the top rated spa in Ireland and like you can see why.
Is it nice though?
It's just exceptional. Yeah.
The health village is amazing. And it's so good.
They've added extra bits. I haven't seen them yet, but my friend's a member. She's always sending me pictures and I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I know it's expensive, but it's breathtaking.
We have to go to your wedding in July and I think we're going to stay for a couple of nights. And like
the only thing is, it's always so busy. Mm. It is so busy. And that I find a tiny bit off-putting, but at the same time, do I find it off-putting?
Enough to
it
not
doesn't
go.
Put me off, yeah. Because I still go. And I'm going hopefully in the next month or so.
Lovely. I love, do you know the...
I'm just trying to get booked in because like I said, it's so busy.
Yeah.
But it's so good.
Do you know the wee hot tubs down by the river? Have you done mm-hmm. one of them? Mm-hmm. They are so cool.
So nice. I was talking to my friend. I went for coffee yesterday. I actually sat in a coffee shop. Did I say that on my week of things that I did? I sat in for a cup of tea.
I think you said you went to go for coffee, but then went out ended for up on Prosecco the or something.
Oh, no, that was outside though.
Oh, okay,
I actually
sorry.
Sat inside because obviously the place is open again on Monday and it was amazing. But she's the member and she was explaining to me all that they've added. So they've added two new massive hot tubs down by the river and they've added a new swimming pool, she says.
Oh.
And they've added, I can't even remember what else she said they've added, but they just keep adding to it. And it's literally, like, they call it the village, don't they?
There's something, the thermal village. Thermal village, mm. Yeah.
And it's an actual village at this point. It is, yeah. You know, everybody could live there. There's so much.
There's just like this wee wooden room with kind of like deck chairs in it. Do you know what I'm talking about? And I remember being like, oh, this is going to be great. It's like a sauna or something like that. It's
just
nothing.
A room.
It's just a room, but it was like the most relaxed I've
so
ever been.
So she said there's something around there. So do you know the orangery?
Yeah.
She said they've now made like a second kind of orangery thing where you can actually sit in and order cocktails.
Oh,
now.
Cool. Oh,
so I actually don't know what I'm talking about. So if anybody who represents the Galgorm is listening, I do apologize if I'm completely getting this wrong. But I think that's what she said. And anyway, yeah. I'll find out for myself. Where else? I'd really like to try. Oh my gosh. I always see these cool places on like Airbnb and they're literally just like little huts in the middle of a field. And
yeah.
They look so good. I always see them on TikTok.
That's a good idea. I might start looking at Airbnbs for like sort of getaways and stuff like that because that's something
and then,
I never thought about.
I'd like to hire that castle in the south because it looks really good.
A castle?
There's a full-blown castle you can
I'll
rent.
I'll show you.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, you
I'll
can
get
rent and stay in a castle. To me, it sounds cold.
Mm,
but then in the summer,
is
yeah.
cold, but you're staying in a castle, so it's pretty epic. You can rent the whole island, actually. There's another place you can rent the whole island. Martello Tower is a restored tower that was built in 1804 and is located in Sutton. Guests will have an incredible 360-degree view of Dublin Bay. That's available for rent on Airbnb, but that's not the castle. I'm just...
Does it say
scrolling.
How much?
No.
It's like a million quid.
I know. Renting a castle
and an island.
But
then again, like, and I'm not calling any businesses out here or anything like that, but things are quite expensive at the minute, yeah. So.
There is an entire Kilkenny castle for rent on Airbnb.
Mm-hmm.
Summer plans with your mates are sorted. You can stay in a 15th century tower house that is located just 20 minutes outside Kilkenny City.
Mm-hmm. I mean, look at that. You could walk around there with your kit off.
Oh,
it's called Tubridge Castle. And it was uninhabited for the last century, but has been restored.
So it's haunted.
Oh, it probably is. Actually, I don't want to stay there.
As long as you don't mind sharing your bed with a ghost.
So no, I don't want to stay there. You've put me off it. But I do want to stay
well
on that island.
Well done, Connor. You don't know how long she's been looking forward to that. I've heard about this about four times now, and you've just ruined it for her by saying it's haunted.
Sorry.
There's an island. Where's the island one?
Would you ever like to do that? Though I've seen a few photos of I don't know where it is. I think it's somewhere down in Ireland. There's like a little island with one house on it.
Yeah, I'd love
to
do that.
You can rent the whole island. I think that's what I'm talking about.
And I think you just obviously boat to it.
Yeah. Can't find it though.
I would love to find
all my staycation ideas?
Mm.
So if you follow Lad Bible.
TikTok.
Great. But if you don't follow Lad Bible Ireland, you're missing out because obviously it's all specific to Ireland.
I didn't know there was a Lad Bible Ireland.
Honest to goodness. Really? It tells me so much. So that's where I find all my staycations because it's constantly putting in staycation ideas. So if you don't follow Lad Bible Ireland and you don't think you're going to get on a foreign holiday this summer, follow them. They have so many ideas on there.
Also, Lad Bible Australia is quite good because Australians are a bit mad.
Yeah, but
it's funny. Like it's...
Is that Lad Bible Ireland there? It's Ireland? It's only got like 600
likes.
It's on
Instagram. Sorry, I wasn't clear.
Melissa
Instagram.
Doesn't deal in Facebook, so she doesn't.
I literally
or Twitter.
Don't know the last time I was on Facebook.
What about you, mate?
So mine are pretty simple, right? So my first one is, if you're coming on a staycation to Northern Ireland, the first thing you got to do... Oh, that's like a wee wagon. You can stay in. Very nice. Yeah. And that's on Lad Bible Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
Go check it out. The first one for me to do is just go down to Newcastle for a day.
Yeah.
I love Newcastle.
So underrated. You know what I love about it, right?
Steve Donard's down there.
Yeah, but I've never actually stayed there.
I've had afternoon tea there too, and it's the second best.
Do you want to go for afternoon tea?
Yes!
I'd love to go for afternoon tea.
I am keen for an afternoon tea. But the thing about Newcastle, right, is like, so you can go down, yes, there's the Sleeve Donard and stuff like that, but even if you just go down for a day, right, you can get ice cream, chips and stuff like that, but see, as you're walking up and down the promenade, there's those amusements, and you just be like the 2p machines.
Yeah.
Just call in 2p machines. It's so much fun. I love Newcastle.
They have this unreal ice cream shop where they roll it all up in like a donut thing.
Yes.
I have seen it all over TikTok.
Did you ever go to Coco's when you were younger in Newcastle?
Yeah, it was amazing.
So good.
It's not open anymore, is it?
Really?
Maybe it is. I don't know.
I went to the YMCA. It was like the youth something, something, something.
Why?
Okay, yeah.
I went to youth.
I went to the YMCA. It was like a high ropes course and a low ropes course. I'm sure it was called the YMCA.
So, Newcastle used to be so much better than it is now. There was the big slide, which was amazing.
What's the big slide?
Do you not know the Newcastle big slide?
No.
Hang on, did I Google Newcastle big slide?
And there was swans and stuff that you could go on?
I do remember swans.
So basically, they would put you on like a wee rubber mat. It looked like a doormat.
Yeah.
And you would go down that slide. Do you remember that?
My childhood has just flashed before my eyes.
You remember it, don't you?
I do remember it. I think I only ever went once.
You never came down that slide without some sort of burn.
Oh man, I know.
It was the
most terrible thing. Do you remember the one at Barry's as well? It wasn't as good. It was just the wee one.
Oh, the Helter Skelter. So the Newcastle big slide. It's not there anymore, unfortunately. But that was Newcastle.
Yeah.
Bring back the Newcastle slide. Yeah. Why'd you close that down?
Bring it back.
If people got burnt within an inch of their lives? Like, it's
come down with third-degree burns.
Did not have to go down on a wee mat, though.
Well, that's what I mean. It was like a doormat, but you always fell off it or something or burnt your arms and the sides. But that was fun. They don't do that anymore. I think the swimming pool's still there. Do you remember the outdoor swimming pool? Never once went into it.
No, I wouldn't want to go into it, mate.
Well, there is that as
swimming
well.
Swimming pool in Northern Ireland.
Outside.
Yeah, and kids are... weeing in it.
No. Alright, that's not
good.
So Newcastle's first on my list. The second one, Sunday morning at St. George's Market.
Mate, yes, that's great. I've only been once. So good though.
So the thing that annoys me about a Sunday morning at St. George's Market is there's too much food to try and choose from. Like, they do everything.
They do bubble waffles.
What's a bubble waffle?
Do you not know what a bubble waffle is?
A bubble waffle?
So it's basically just like a waffle, only it's bubble.
It's bubble.
Oh, so like instead of like having lines, it's a load of wee bubbles.
Yeah, but it's not just. Oh,
and you get in a cone.
Melissa looked at me in shock there when you were like, "What's bubble waffle?"
It's incredible. It's incredible.
Yeah, they're great. They're really good.
Okay, so I'll go and get a bubble waffle next time I'm there. But like there's this mac and cheese place, which is amazing. They just do like all different kinds of mac and cheese.
Yeah,
there's so many great places. To be fair.
Yeah, and do you ever watch the painters there?
No.
So there's people that sell their art, but they're painting while they're there.
Mm.
And there's one guy who, like, draws like Belfast streets, mm-hmm. and the detail that he puts into the tiny, tiny bricks, and he's sitting there like painting them, and you kind of, you want to like approach him and be like, I want to buy that, but yeah. at the same time you're like, I better not disturb him, because he'll like end up going, why, up, you know, up the flipping up the page. So Sunday morning at St. George's Market, that is something you absolutely have to do. And the last one is one that I think me and Melissa had this conversation the other day, but Derry, Londonderry is such a great tourist city.
It is great.
I've See, like, doing never, the walls and stuff.
I've never... I think I've passed through Derry, Londonderry. Yeah. I've never stayed in it.
Stop.
Yeah. That's where Hicks is from.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
It's such a nice city.
It's nice to just do the big walk around the walls and everything.
I did it once, so they got me to do... So Kill FM has a studio in the Foyleside Centre, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
So they got me to do a show from there one time, which meant I had to stay there the night before. Mm-hmm. And I got, like... No joke, half an hour to walk around the walls, which was nowhere near enough, and that's absolutely something I'm going to do this summer. It's such a nice city if you get it on a nice day. It will rain at some stage. That's just no learning for you.
Yeah.
So that would be my three. If you're there's so much more, like
there's always, like Melissa pointed out about Lad Bible Ireland, there's always like Belfast Live posting little staycation places
and on
and
the Kill
stuff,
FM
little
page
articles.
As well.
Yeah.
Like the one that appears on Kill FM all the time is the Dark Hedges, which I've never seen, but I really want to go and see.
That's in Portrush.
I've never
Rush, isn't
been
it?
To the Dark Hedges.
No, neither
either.
Have I. That's it's up that direction.
Portrush, yeah. I think years ago, the way that it was, it's like blocked off now from the main road because there's a whole new like kind of carriageway on the way to Portrush. Uh-huh. It's off to the left, but before that new road was built, you drove through it.
You could drive up it, but I think they've stopped people driving on up it now because it's literally like, I think people are just like abandoning their cars on the verge and stuff, and it was killing the trees.
Because we went there before and Liv was like, oh my God, this is amazing. I was like, it's just trees. What am I looking at? Because I hadn't watched Game
you
of Thrones.
To, you need to be in Game of Thrones, which I'm not into, but it's still something I want to see. That is another thing. Like, if you're a Game of Thrones fan, Belfast has like a whole Game of Thrones tour, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That's another thing I want to do, actually. See the... Do you know the open top bus tours?
Mm-hmm.
Never done one around Belfast.
Nor have I.
No.
Which I think, like, they always say you should be a tourist in your own city.
Yeah.
Which is something I want to do. Definitely do a bus tour around that. And you can bring dogs on them now, too, so Alfie can come with me.
Yeah.
Anything else to add before we wrap up? Like, any special mentions for stuff that isn't necessarily in your top three?
I didn't know we were doing our top three. I thought we were just giving people inspiration.
I mean, we are, really. But if you've got something else you feel like you want to throw in, let's hear it. This episode was not born out of me looking for ideas of things to do this summer because I've not got a holiday, by the way. I'm not trying to steal your ideas.
Yeah.
Honestly, why have we not mentioned the port? The
Portrush,
gorgeous. Portrush, Port Stewart. Like, if you can get an Airbnb down there. Honestly, I remember we would go on a foreign holiday most summers, but when we didn't, we would always get like a little house at the port. And I remember loving that so much more.
Yeah.
Than going actually away to Spain or something. We always stayed in this little house and there was a hill outside it and we used to run up and down the hill and that was summer to me. Like, it was so fun. Not even going to the beach, just running up and down this hill. It was so great.
Anything else to add before we...
No, mate, I think, like Melissa had mentioned there about Portrush and stuff, there's loads. We're just not thinking of them.
It's unreal. It's honestly just so nice. There's ice cream spots. It's always a nice vibe. Like, just a great, great, great part of the country. And we can't get through the podcast without mentioning it.
We can't. There's loads of other stuff we definitely haven't mentioned, but we have run out of time. So if there's stuff you feel like you want to add to the list, let us know about it. You can do that on Instagram at What's Happening Podcast. And while you're there, you can be Listener of the Week. Isn't that right, Melissa?
That is right, Curtis.
That's the part where you tell us how people can be Listener of the Week.
I feel like everybody knows at this point, but if you would like to be Listener of
the Week. Maybe we've got new listeners.
Like, new listeners every episode. They're not going to kind of go, you know, I must
smoke
and
mirrors, Melissa, smoke and mirrors.
Listener of the Week will have to go back to episode one now. You should go back to episode one and listen, by the way.
Lots of people do.
Yeah.
It's very exciting.
I think it makes sense. You go on a journey through a pandemic.
Have you went back and started listening from episode one?
No.
I really should. I haven't, to be honest.
No, I haven't
with
done
you.
It. But like
that's a lot of ours,
isn't it?
I know. Like, this is episode what? Like, we're heading up towards episode 60. You know,
that's mad though. When you think that someone has found our podcast and have decided to like invest,
but then
their
we've
time
done that.
Going,
we've done that to other people's podcasts.
Yeah,
we've done that
yeah.
to Netflix series.
Yeah,
true.
It's crazy.
That is true.
Thank you so much for listening. By the way, if you do,
by the way, Friends this week, the reunion.
Shh. I need to tell everybody why they can be listening.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Hello. Yeah. Sorry.
Sounds like Snowpiercer.
No, that was
you wouldn't
that was
know.
Tumbleweed. I wouldn't know. No,
you wouldn't know.
I'm too busy watching SpongeBob SquarePants.
Anyway. No, you're not.
Anyway.
Sorry.
Yeah.
If you want to be listener of the week, send us a wee message on the What's Happening Podcast Instagram. We love to hear from you. If you are listening over on Apple Podcasts, do us a favor. 5-star review. That would be amazing. Amazing. It would mean the actual world. I know I sounded a little bit sarcastic there, but I'm deadly serious. Yeah, do the 5 stars, but also write something cute. XOXO Gossip Girl.
So that's that.
Yeah.
Okay, Friends reunion this week. How excited are you?
Yeah, mate, I am. But like, I don't know how it's...
It's already on Sky One.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my friend was watching
it today. It's not. It airs on Sky One on Thursday night, which...
Tonight?
If this goes out tomorrow morning, that would be last night, technically, yeah, smoke
yeah.
and mirrors.
Yeah, so it's already on, because look,
it's on Now
it
TV
morning.
Now. So now it's streaming on Now TV, like, from now. So I'm going home to watch that.
It's on Sky One already. She's watching it.
I don't know how it's going to... A part of me, like, one of my favourite TV shows, but a part of me kind of feels as though they should have just left it
where
it was.
Leave it as it is.
Yeah.
Well, it's not a new episode. It's just them getting back together and watching the old episodes and stuff. I think it'll be nice and nostalgic.
Yeah, and everyone's like, oh my God, they look so old. Well, you're going to look old in 25 years?
Yeah.
Are people actually saying that?
Yeah.
What do you think they were going to do? Stop in time and not age?
I know.
I mean, Jennifer Aniston has
aged
very well, doesn't she?
Here, just before we wrap up, I want to get your opinion on something. Have we got time to do this?
Of course.
So this week, I want to get your opinion, just while we're on the Friends episode, because I saw somebody like live tweeting them watching it this morning, and I thought, that's a spoiler, I'm not going to read that.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get your views on spoilers, right? Because the Formula One happened at the weekend, and Max Verstappen won the race, right? Now, that is the first time he has ever been the top of the leaderboard in his whole career. So Formula One posted that on their Instagram story and I shared it.
Yeah.
Being a fan, I shared that.
Yeah.
A couple of people had a go at me being like, oh yeah, cheers for spoiling the race for me. I was waiting till I got home from work to do that. What are you doing?
Yeah, do you know what? See if you're one of those people and you don't want to see something, don't go on your phone.
This is what I was going to say, right?
That's
what I think. When it comes to spoilers, who is it on? Is it on the person...
Yeah,
doing the spoiler, or is it your job to stay away? Because for me, if I see a spoiler, I'm kind of like, oh, I wish I hadn't gone on social media.
Because like at the end of the day, Formula One, you're going to post it, and if you're a fan, you're going to follow
them. People can only
them.
Be annoyed at you if you put a story up and you say, oh, don't tell me what happens because I haven't watched it yet, and somebody DMs you and tells you the plot. They deserve to have a go at them because they've been... a not very nice person.
But if
but
there's
you sharing that, that's no.
If
I'm
there's
sorry,
something
no.
you don't want to see, it is your job to try your best not to see that. Is that right? Am I in the right there?
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah.
Because I got back to a couple of people and said, no, that's not my fault. So I just wanted, I meant to clear that up earlier in my bit across the week because it really annoyed me.
No, you're right. I'm 100%
I mean,
it
shouldn't
you.
Be ruining your day because you ruined theirs, Curtis. No. This is just going to turn into a vicious circle.
It is. Right. Anyway, that is it for this week's episode.
Thanks for listening to the What's Happening podcast with Barista Bar. Coffee as it should be.
Available in over 395 Spar, Eurospar, Vivo and Vivo Extra stores across Northern Ireland.
Right. Thank you for listening. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.